Very good. Now, where's Brother Brandon at? Why wasn't he on the list earlier? I mean, sorry? All right. Well, make sure you put him on the list. Amen. Do what? Yeah, Miss Jean, yeah. Man, that was a tremendous, Brother McNeil. That's the first time I've heard Brother McNeil sing. That is very, very good. Well, we've heard him once before in a little shot, but very, very good. Oh, man, that was amazing. Very good. The Lord's blessed us with some great talent, hasn't He? Amen. If you would, in your Bibles tonight, turn to Hebrews chapter 12, and we will have a little message, guys, and then an invitation as well. So this won't take all that long, but we certainly don't want to rush it either. And we'll take some time and talk about the Lord's Supper and the Lord's table as we gather around the Lord's table. And Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race, run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Notice verse 3 says, "For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." And as we think about the everyday grind of life and just the disappointments and the discouragement, we think about the overall view of life in this day and age, let's be reminded that no matter how difficult it may get here, and no matter how difficult your life may seem, and no matter what trials and tribulations may come your way, we must remember that Christ gave His life for us. He died for us. He paid the ultimate price for us. I think we're all alive in here this evening. At least we're alive. Jesus paid the ultimate price. He died for us, that our sins might be forgiven, in order that we might have a home in heaven and escape hell. And He just says, hey, lest you be wearied, unless you be discouraged and faint, remember Jesus Christ who gave His life for us. As we think of the Lord's Supper, it is again a remembering time. It's a memorial, a set symbolic ordinance that we as a church do in remembrance of our Lord's death and the shedding of His blood on the cross. We should remember when partaking of the Lord suffered the great price and paid the ultimate price for our sins, and that Jesus Christ made the payment for our sins, that we might have eternal life. Now I want to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, a very familiar passage, the passage we preach on every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, and I'll just take just a few minutes. What is the purpose of the Lord's Supper? What is the purpose? Again, it's about remembering Christ. It's remembering the price He paid for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26 says, "For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come." So the purpose of the Lord's Supper is to show the Lord's death till He come. To remember that Christ died for us. To remember Christ's death and His broken body. And Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "Christ also hath once suffered for our sins." In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 He says, "He was wounded for our transgression." In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God commendeth," or "God showed His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John chapter 6 says, "Christ is the bread of life broken for us." The bread of life broken for us. His body was broken for us. We think about not only Christ's death, we think about Christ's blood. In 1 John 1, 7, the Bible says, "And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sin." His blood cleanse us from all our sin. And I just want to again remind you that it's not just the death of Christ that was vital for our salvation, but also His bloodshed that was vital. Both. We had to have both. And He shed His blood for us. Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." And Jesus Christ shed His blood for us. As we know, there are two church ordinances. These are ordinances given to us by the Lord. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. We've already had baptism. So now we are, it's kind of unusual for us to perform and have both ordinances tonight. And then also these were given to the church. Let me remind you, the ordinances were given to the church. And we don't believe in some big universal church out there. The Bible doesn't teach that. And so it was given to the churches individually. And number one, we're going to see that the Lord's Supper is an act of obedience. And there in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, "This do in remembrance of me." This do. It is an act. It's a command of the Lord that we partake of this, so that we perform this ordinance. But can I tell you tonight, there's not a set time. We have in times past sometimes only done this once a year. Sometimes we've done it four or five times a year. So there's not a time frame given in the Word of God as to when to have the Lord's Supper. Some churches do it on the fifth Sunday. You know, some churches do it on Easter and Christmas, which is most of the time what we do. And we but it's an act of obedience. It's a command. It's an act of obedience to get baptized. He commands it, right? And it's an act of obedience tonight to partake of the Lord's Supper. Number two, it's an act of remembrance. He said there in 2 Corinthians 11, in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. Remembering of his broken body that was broken for us as we partake of that bread. Remembering the broken body. And number two, remembering the blood as you drink the fruit of the vine, the grape juice. Remembering the blood that was shed for us on Calvary. Number three, it's an act of testimony. He says, "You do show the Lord's death till I come." Testifying of our identification with the Lord Jesus Christ and remembering, again, the sacrifice He made on Calvary. And then look with me in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." And so we see that this church in Corinth was partaking of the Lord's Supper in a wrong manner. He said, "Why do you guys come together for the Lord's Supper and have a great feast?" And they were even to the point of getting drunk at this feast. And he said, "Why do you come together?" He said, "Don't." He said, "Stay at home. Eat at the house." He said, "When you come together to take the Lord's Supper, let a man examine himself." Look at verse 28. "But let a man examine himself, and do let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause," listen to this, "many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." That means they're dead. As we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, where the Bible says we are to examine ourselves, that as we partake, that we ought to look on the inside and make sure that we are in proper fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says if you are not in proper fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you could put yourself in danger of becoming sick or even death. That makes this a serious, serious time. Very serious. And so we want to take this time and let's all stand. We're going to have a time of invitation. We're going to sing hymn 163, "Only Trust Him." And as we think about the Lord's Supper tonight, we want each of us to examine ourselves. Maybe there's some things you want to come and pray about, or maybe I love seeing the altar full this morning and just thinking about what Jesus Christ, the broken body, and His blood that He shed on Calvary, and remembering Him tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for this time that we can come and examine ourselves, Lord, to lay our petitions before You and lay our faults before You. And God, we're so glad that You are a Lord who forgives us and Lord that forgets. We thank You that You want a personal relationship with us, that you absolutely strive to see that. And God, we pray tonight that as we examine ourselves, that we would again seek that fellowship with You. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing this, we also want to encourage anybody who'd like to join the church or anyone, just come and examine yourself as we sing. Page 163.
Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy.
Won't you come tonight?
With the Lord, and He will surely give you rest.
Let a man examine himself.
Trusting in His Word.
Only trust Him.
Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you.
As they continue to sing.
Now.
Are you saved tonight? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you don't, want to come forward, and we'll show you from the Bible how you can be saved. Won't you come?
Blessings to bestow, plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now.
Still one at the altar. Won't you come?
Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into
seated. Also, I failed to mention, as the men come forward, go ahead, guys. Jason down at Berean Baptist Church this morning had 62, and one man saved this morning in the service. And so that's a very, very encouraging, and we pray the Lord for Brother Jason and the new baby. Amen. I do want to encourage our parents tonight that this is the Lord's Supper is for those who have been saved. And if you've got a small child or something that hasn't been saved, we hope that you'll, withhold that. And I think a child needs to understand what's going on before they partake of any kind of ritual such as this, and this ordinance such as this. All right? It's not a ritual. In fact, we don't want it to be a ritual. The way it doesn't become a ritual is because you remember what it means. Remembering what it means. Just tonight, as we educated these children before we baptized and spent 15, 20 minutes with them and absolutely let them understand, what does this mean? What are you doing? And so tonight I hope we've already done that for you. And we're going to ask Brother Lassiter to pray for the bread tonight. Go ahead.
Father, as we partake of the bread this evening, we remember everything that you've done for us. And we're thankful, Father, that you established this ordinance to remind us of the sacrifice that you made for us and for all of mankind. And now, Father, keep it in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, let's pray. Lord, again, we come to you thanking and in remembrance of your broken body that was broken for us on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the salvation that it brings. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 24 of Corinthians says, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Lord, I just want you to bless the Jews.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep it in our hearts, Lord, that This represents the holy blood of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins, Lord. We ask you to keep it in our hearts and enlighten us and bless us, Lord, and be with us as we partake this ordinance. In your Son's holy name we pray.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25, it says, "And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me.'" Amen. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seat. And we generally, after the Lord's Supper, this is a kind of a reverent time, remembering again the broken body and the blood that He shed for us. Let's all stand. We'll sing the first verse of Amazing Grace. We'll do it a cappella. And again, we just thank you for being here tonight. And I hope you come see us again. And have a great Easter evening, what's left of it. And let's sing that. Ready? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let's sing the last. You're doing a good job. Ready? When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no last days to sing God's praise there.